Less than 2 months before termination day of the already defunct JCPOA, its European signatories, known as the E3, have made a symbolic last-ditch attempt to bring Iran back to the negotiating table, initiating the so-called snapback mechanism, which would, in 30 days, reinstate the UN-backed sanctions, which were lifted when the deal was signed.
We have always said that the instrument of snapback is available. But equally, we have always made clear that we are interested in a diplomatic solution.
Donald Trump has long pushed for the Europeans to take this step, having withdrawn his own country from the accord in 2018, after which time the deal lost clout and Iran gradually withdrew the International Atomic Energy Agency's powers of oversight on their nuclear program. But inspections continued regularly until the U.S. weighed in on the 12-day Israel-Iran war in June, targeting three Iranian nuclear sites, after which Tehran expelled the IAEA. The nuclear watchdog announced on Wednesday that the inspectors had been allowed back in, but Tehran has made it clear that that could change.
We have told them that if this happens, the pathway we have opened with the IAEA will be seriously affected and will likely be stopped. If they opt for a snapback, it makes no sense for Iran to continue working with them.
The E3 group's hope is to pressure Tehran back to bilateral negotiations with Washington. The sanctions they threaten apply to the Iranian financial, hydrocarbon, and defense sectors.